Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Welcome to Marathon Weekend. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. 48 schools either closed or delayed. Continuing cleanup efforts and power outages are the reason. Some of those are on flexible instruction, others not, and that may continue into early next week. Speaking of schools, student loan debt has come back to the forefront last week. Student loan payments are experiencing a significant shift with the resumption of forced collections for defaulted loans and potential overhaul of repayment plans. So if you dial back, people remember the Biden-era SAVE repayment plan tied payments to income, household size. That's paused. Legal challenges. Debt forgiveness has been off the table now.
Gosh, Larry, this story has changed so much over the last couple of years. It's dizzying to keep up with, and I can't imagine what it must be like for someone with a loan.
Adding to the fact that there was a pause because of COVID for several years.
And then that was lifted.
And so it leaves people with a lot of questions and a lot of anxiety. And joining us is Brian Walsh, who's a certified student loan expert, head of advice and planning at SoFi. Brian, welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, to say there is a lot of confusion, stress, and anxiety when it comes to student loans is an understatement for many. So let's start with, if someone has a student loan now that's been paused and now regenerated, we're being told that if you don't pay, they're coming after you, right?
Yeah, so about a little over a year ago with federal student loans, really the expectation was that people would start making payments again on those loans. And starting on Monday, the involuntary collection effort is really going to come back into play because the federal government has more powers than, let's say, private lenders to get their money back. So things like tax refunds, government paychecks or payments, even, you know, garnishing wages can come back into play for people that defaulted on their student loans from the federal government.
And if, by the way, there's just a heads up because people are also saying there are nefarious individuals trying to take advantage of this opportunity with scams. There's all kind of scams going on, too, and it's very confusing. So walk us through now, if someone wants to apply for a student loan moving forward, before we dial back a minute, how does that process work?
Yeah, really, if you're going to school and you're taking out a student loan to pay for the education, that process should go through the financial aid department and then, you know, going through the federal government to take out federal loans and then working directly with private lenders. Because a lot of times people have to take out private student loans because they can't borrow enough through the federal government. If you already have those loans, then you would want to work directly with your service provider, which is the company that sends you bills every single month for federal student loans, or with private lenders to explore the options. Because I think the restart of involuntary collections is certainly something that's grabbing headlines. Either way, I think people with the student loans should really take a step back and plan ahead to figure out what exactly is the best path forward for me to get out of this student loan debt.
And Brian, to that end, are any of these institutions, either the private banking or the federal loan providers, are they willing to work with people to get something that fits into a budget and eventually it can pay off the loan?
Great question, Paul.
Yeah, what we've seen working one-on-one with members and clients is there are options to really figure out how to make your student loan payment fit within your budget. If you have
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Federal student loans, even though the SAVE plan is currently held up in the courts, there still are three different income-driven repayment options available. And with income-driven repayment, with federal student loans, it really caps your payments to a certain percentage of your income. So you could explore those payments through your service provider. You could also look at maybe an extended schedule on federal student loans where maybe you stretch the payments from the standard 10 years to 20 plus years to make those payments lower. Or you could look at potentially refinancing with a private lender to stretch out that repayment term, potentially lower your interest rate, which could help your payment. So there are options for people to really lower their payment to get it fit in their budget. The key is that they look at it and they take a step back and then really develop that plan of attack to say, what am I going to do to help this fit into my overall finances?
Here's something really important to note. Borrowers who are in default need to arrange a payment plan or sign up for loan rehabilitation with the Education Department by Monday. If repayments are not made, borrowers could face wage tax refund and benefit garnishment and a nasty hit to the credit score. So this isn't something people can put off like so many people were able to do during and post-COVID, right, Brian?
Exactly. This is, and unfortunately, the latest numbers I've seen, there's about 5 million borrowers that are currently in default on their federal student loans. So this is definitely something to proactively address, because if you put your head in the sand and act like it doesn't exist, then the decision gets made for you. And a lot of those options, quite frankly, aren't very good for the borrower. So you're better off, you know, proactively addressing this.
All right. And appreciate your time this morning, Brian. Important information.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Brian Walsh, a certified student loan expert, head of advice and planning for SoFi. Some people, Paul, were waiting to see what would happen. If there was forgiveness, great for them. Many people were against that if they weren't the beneficiaries, and I get that too. However, doesn't look like that's going to happen. So some cases you may explore taking whatever student loans that you have through a government source and maybe privatizing it, to Brian's point, to stretch out those payments. Because you make a great point. Not everybody can afford the monthly.
Well, I mean, we're looking at a massive increase in what we're spending on everything else. I mean, it's a 20% inflation on so many different things, consumer items I'm talking about. And so, Larry, it's much more expensive to live. And this is with people who are fairly new to the workforce, and their income is not rising. It's not at the level that they're going to be when they're in their 40s and their 50s, their prime earning years. And so it's no wonder that they're looking to refinance and get a lower payment. And it's even further no wonder to me that people are asking the question before they go to college, can I afford this?
It used to be, you know, years ago that was the case. And then for a long time, it was just like, no, just go. We'll fill it in the gaps. You'll get some grants here,
right?
Federal loans here. And then you can fill in the rest with private loans that they gave very easily. So there are many culprits, in my opinion, involved in making it for people who really can't afford it.
And so if you're going to spend X number of thousands of dollars to get a degree in a particular field, how soon can you expect to pay that back? And is what you're going to be earning worth that much expenditure in terms of the scholastic end of it, right?
Very important questions. But this, if you are in default, with a student loan.
Monday's the day.
Monday's that you got to make sure you stay in contact, and you can create a payment plan. You can, but don't disengage. Otherwise, apparently, they're coming after you.